The Book of Mark, Chapter 8. In those days there was again a great multitude. And since they had nothing to eat, he called the disciples and says to them, I have compassion on the multitude, because they continue with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their home, they will faint on the way, and some of them have come from afar. And his disciples answered him, From where will one be able to fill these men with bread here in a desert place? And he asked them, How many loaves do you have? And they said, 7. And he commands the multitude to sit down on the ground. And he took the 7 loaves, and having given thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them. And they set them before the multitude. And they had a few small fish. And having blessed them, he commanded to set these also before them. And they ate and were filled. And they took up of broken pieces that remained over 7 baskets, and they were about 4,000, and he sent them away. And right away he entered into the boat with his disciples and came into the parts of Dalmanutha. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, trying him. And he sighed deeply in his spirit and says, Why does this generation seek a sign? Truly I say to you, there will no sign be given to this generation. And he left them, and again, entering into the boat, departed to the other side. And they forgot to take bread, and they did not have in the boat with them more than 1 loaf. And he charged them, saying, Take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod. And they discussed one with another that they have no bread. And Jesus, perceiving it, says to them, Why discuss that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive, neither understand? You have your heart hardened. Having eyes, don't you see? And having ears, don't you hear? And don't you remember, when I broke the 5 loaves among the 5,000, how many baskets full of broken pieces did you take up? They say to him, 12. When I broke the 7 among the 4,000, how many basketfuls of broken pieces did you take up? And they say to him, 7. And he said to them, You not yet understand. And they come to Bethsaida. And they bring to him a blind man and urge him to touch him. And he took hold of the blind man by the hand and brought him out of the village. And when he had spit on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, You see anything? And he looked up and said, I see men, for I see them as trees walking. Then again he laid his hands on his eyes, and he looked steadfastly and was restored and saw all things clearly. And he sent him away to his home, saying, Do not even enter into the village. And Jesus went forth and his disciples into the villages of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way he asked his disciples, saying to them, Who do men say that I am? And they told him, saying, John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but others one of the prophets. And he asked them, But who do you say that I am? Peter answers and says to him, You are the Christ. And he charged them that they should tell no man of him. And he began to teach them, that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he spoke the saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But he turning about and seeing his disciples, rebuked Peter and says, Get behind me, Satan, for you do not mind the things of God but the things of men. And he called to him the multitude with his disciples and said to them, If any man wants to follow after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his soul will lose it, and whoever will lose his soul for the sake of me and the good news will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? For what should a man give in exchange for his soul? For whoever will be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man also will be ashamed of him, when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels.